Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dave Zingaro covers the Eagles for CSN Philly. He will join us top of the hour at 1 o'clock. Got to scout the opponent and figure out exactly what's going on with the Eagles coming out of the preseason, their health, and what they're expecting from some of their new key integral pieces to the puzzle. Let's look at the NFC North, though, Danny. This is the division that Green Bay wins almost every single year. Their stretch of making the playoffs perennially, dating back now nearly a decade with Aaron Rodgers as their starting quarterback, is one of the most impressive feats in football. It shouldn't be expected to end this year. This is a good team.
It's their division, and it's about how far they can go. It has to do with defense. What can they get out of a defensive group that at times has been opportunistic, effective? The Clay Matthews Show, when he was a double-digit sack guy, kind of helped buoy some things. They had an overachieving secondary and the like. To me, that's about what their season is.
Remember when they were supposedly cooked and done and they might fire McCarthy and Rodgers was losing his fastball like halfway through last year when they came to FedEx and the Redskins trounced them?
They've had a couple of those. I mean, the relax hold situation, that type of deal, and Rodgers, after they lost to the Redskins, he's like, I think we can run the table. Then they did. That's basically what it is. When their defense is just fine, as long as they're just okay, you've got Superman on the other side of the football. He does everything. He does everything short of make all the tackles. You realize the way he like governs possessions is like, well, our defense is bad, so I'm going to take extra time here and complete a pass to into a certain area to make sure the clock keeps running so we can keep the ball. The level that he's on is absurd. As good a quarterback as we've ever had in this league.
Yeah, nobody is on that level right now, this moment. I don't even think Brady is, and those are the two best, and then there's a pretty big gap, and then everyone else kind of falls in line. I was talking to someone yesterday. I said I had the Packers going to the Super Bowl, and they said, well, how can you do that? Ty Montgomery is really a wide receiver, and they're not going to be able to run the ball. They got Aaron Rodgers. I'll worry about the rest and figure it kind of out as I go.
I like that's your retort.
They're going to check it down to Ty Montgomery a lot, and he's going to catch the football a bunch. They drafted three running backs. Somebody of that Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, Devontae Mays, fourth, fifth, seventh round selections. Someone's going to step forward and be able to run it as well as in the past they've had second and third running backs. Eddie Lacy, when he was fat and not doing anything, run the ball. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams still coming on. That is a good enough wide receiver group with big Jeff Janis, an oaf in the middle of the field, making catches. They're tight end position. They added Martellus Bennett. They've got Lance
Love
Kendrick,
that fit,
who came over from the Rams. They got two brand-new tight ends. Richard Rodgers was the guy last year. He's now third on that depth chart. They have gotten better. They've got a fullback they like, both in the run and in the pass, and Ripkowski. This offense, I'd say on a 1 to 10 scale, is probably about an 8. The defense needs to be about a 6. They got one of the best players no one talks about in Mike Daniels up front. I don't know whatever happened to Clay Matthews. He kind of fell off a cliff all of a sudden.
They did this weird thing where they had him play middle linebacker sometimes, then rush the passer on other downs. Just, he's also lost some of his fastball.
I do like Nick Perry, their outside linebacker on the other side. And then in the secondary, they've gotten better. Beginning of last year through the middle of the season, they struggled in the secondary. Remember when Kirk Cousins lit them up?
Torched them.
They could not cover. But you bring over Devontae House from Jacksonville. You settle him in. Morgan Burnett. Haha, Clinton Dix is a Pro Bowler. Quentin Rollins. Suddenly, they're a lot closer to being talented, I think, and having a shot to defend people than they were a season ago. This is what an 11-win team looks like. This is 11-5. This is a potential bye week to start the playoffs in the NFC-type club.
They'll have a couple weeks where they won't play well because their defense isn't great, and then there'll be a story, and then Aaron Rodgers will do Superman stuff. They're winning that division. Second-place team, probably by default, I would say the Minnesota Vikings, because their defense—
Detroit last year made the playoffs.
Detroit did. I'll get to this in a second. I simply don't trust them. I think that defense had some metrics that basically tell you that they were atrocious. Some of it was masked by how well Matt Stafford played early. You saw them fall apart down the stretch, and they were just pedestrian. Minnesota, to me, is the second-best team because of how good I think their defense is. It's an unsung group. It reminds me of the no-name defense of, you know, the Chris Berman used to talk about on ESPN. But they're really, really good. They're a bunch of collection of players that nobody knows about. Guys like Everson Griffin, Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks, middle linebacker, Ben Gideon, fourth-round pick that looks like he's going to start, Trey Waynes, and a good secondary led by Xavier Rhodes and company. This is a really solid, strong defense that'll give you fits. The question for how good they're going to be is what can you get out of, you know, Captain Brittle, check down Sam Bradford, and can anybody on the outside make a play? Can anybody from the Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Laquon Treadwell milieu do anything positive to strike threat or strike fear in opponent defenses?
I think their receiving core is beyond pedestrian. I mean, they improve a little bit. They're jag level. Now, Stephon Diggs is good. He can play on the
nice
inside
player.
As a former fifth rounder out of Maryland. Adam Thielen, who you mentioned, Laquon Treadwell, the rest of that group, it's not really for me. I loved Treadwell coming out of school. I was wrong about him, but I'm often wrong about big physical wide receivers in college.
I covet.
Dalvin Cook is going to be a star. I think he's going to have a great season, and this is why I will pick them as well, finish second. Unlike you, I do like Detroit. I'm going to say Minnesota finishes 9-7, Detroit finishes 8-8. I think the Lions are a little bit short defensively. Haloti Ngata a little bit older. A'shaun Robinson doesn't rush the quarterback as well as I thought he was going to, more of a run stuffer. Ziggy Ansah fell off last year. If he bounces back and has a big season, that could be worth a win or two, frankly.
Yeah.
I think their pass rush makes the rest of that defense that much better. They suffered a big loss, though, on their defensive line as far as an injury goes. They do have a first rounder. They're starting at middle linebacker and Jared Davis out of Florida. And in the secondary, still not good enough for me. Darius Slay is really the one guy of that group that I like a whole lot.
They tried to address it, went and got some guys in free agency, but I just don't think it's enough.
They signed Glover Quinn from Houston, who's going to help, and they got Tavon Wilson from New England, but starting as a safety, that's more of a backup type guy. So I just think that Detroit's defense isn't good enough to be over 500, but I've got them 8-8 because their offense is awesome. And I think that running back group catching the football, Theo Riddick, Amir Abdullah, I actually think that's dramatically better than they were last year, which leaves us with the last team in the NFC North.
So here we go, the Chicago Bears. Ew. I don't know why everyone's not with me here, because Vegas, by the way, has them as a 6.5-point dog against Atlanta.
I saw that spread.
And I'm scratching my head here. I'm
why
going, what do
that?
I not see? Because here's what I see. A whoopee cushion. I see a wah-wah every time they walk into the room. An inept miscommunication
right.
Between the head coach, who's like, I think we have something, and then the general manager is doing something completely different. This is like one guy trying to get the other guy fired, and everyone's tanking, and there are leaks every week. They are a hot garbage fire mess.
How many weeks does Mike Glennon get starting before they pull the plug and go to Mitch Trubisky?
A handful, maybe three, right?
I'll say whenever their bye week is.
Yeah.
You know, in that 4-8 range, whenever their bye week, you give Trubisky 2 weeks to get ready. And it's not even fair to Glennon. I feel bad for the guy. He got somewhat screwed over in Tampa Bay.
He got boned a little bit.
Granted, Jameis Winston's better. That's the way life works. But now he got a little bit screwed over in Chicago. And again, Mitch Trubisky's probably better, but there aren't 32 quarterbacks in the NFL better than Mike Glennon. He just hasn't found the right situation yet. The Bears' defense is bad. Mike Glennon is not good enough to mask what is a bad receiving core because of the injuries that they just suffered. Now they've got Kevin White and Kendall Wright as their starters with Deontay Thompson stepping up. This is, to me, Danny, smell that? This is 4-12.
This
is
hot garbage.
5-11.
What am I missing something? Have I missed something on this? I think they're going to be terrible.
I think most people are saying that, though. Jordan Howard's the one bright spot. He's got a chance to really establish himself as a perennial stud that people love every single year, not just a one-hit wonder.
I think the Leonard Floyd kid on defense might be a nice pass rusher one day. That's the other positive thing I'll say about them.
Drafted him last year in the first round, right outside linebacker. Yeah, they're short on athletes. They don't have talent. And now they've gone through a couple GMs now here recently, but John Fox just slow and steady wins the race, man. He's pretty comfortable in that head coaching job. They blew out a offensive mastermind, I'm using air quotes here, Mark Trestman, who went back to Canada, I think, to bring in John Fox to kind of establish a culture. And I think they're worse now than when Trestman was there. Like, they're not moving forward. And if it is, it's at a glacial pace. They're basically regrouping by everyone just constantly, like, taking two steps backwards, one step forward. They're not good.
I'm a Fox guy in general. I give him so much credit for what he's done in a number of different places.
He's a good coach.
Well, he's not so arrogant that it's got to be his way. I mean, remember when he was like, you know what, our best chance is to go with this guy that can't pass and run some option stuff and play defense in Denver. And they won a game or two with Tim Tebow. Totally different in different cities. Again, he doesn't have too much ego. I'm a fan of that. He got blindsided by this whole quarterback thing and was made to look like a fool. I'm telling you, there's some leaky head buddy stuff going there in Chicago. They might pick first.
Dave Zangaro, who covers the Eagles from Philly next, joins us on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.